What is PROACT SCIPR UK? A guide for support workers. PROACT SCIPR UK is a positive range of options to avoid crisis and use therapy. PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered stands for positive range of options to avoid crisis and use therapy, strategies for crisis intervention and prevention. It is a value-based, therapeutic training model and approach for supporting autistic people, people with a learning disability, and those with mental health needs. Instead of relying on control or restraint, PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered gives support workers a framework with a structured set of options in place that prioritize prevention, de-escalation, emotional safety. It is a person-centric model that uses the whole-person approach, including people's preferences, communication, and environment, rather than focusing on isolated behaviors happening in the moment. The aim is to reduce distress, avoid crisis escalation, minimize the need for crisis intervention altogether. This proactive and positive approach is firmly rooted in positive behavior support, PBS, and trauma-informed practice, leading people to more independent and fulfilling lives. Support workers are trained to recognize that all behavior is communication, understand triggers and unmet needs, adapt environments and routines, teach new skills so people have safer, more effective ways to express themselves. Across all of this, PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered keeps dignity, consistency, and respect at the center so people feel safe, heard, and more in control of their own lives. Restraint Reduction and Human Rights. Download our guide for the Mental Capacity Act 2005. The framework that protects rights and supports decisions by safeguarding autonomy, upholding dignity, and respecting people's choices. Name, surname, email address, job title. Submit. PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered is explicitly designed to reduce the use of restrictive practices and to uphold people's human rights in line with the Mental Capacity Act, Human Rights Act, and Restraint Reduction Network, RRN, training standards. This positive and proactive approach is built around a simple but powerful distribution of actions. Roughly 70% of the measures taken should be proactive, 20% active, early intervention strategies, and only 10% reactive, supportive physical interventions. That means most of your energy as a support worker is spent preventing distress, rather than managing crises after they happen. While restrictive physical interventions are included in training, the use is intended as a last resort, for the shortest possible time, using the least restrictive method, and always in the person's best interest. Our PROACT SCIPR UK training is acquired by Loddon Training and Consultancy Services, and is accredited and certified in line with the RRN training standards and the British Institute of Learning Disabilities, BILD. This training gives support workers and organizations confidence that any physical techniques taught are human rights-based, trauma-informed, and independently quality-assured. It also aligns with CQC expectations around restraint reduction and safe, person-centered care, the four key pillars of PROACT SCIPR UK. PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered is built around four connected pillars: proactive, active, reactive, and post-crisis support. Together, they offer a complete, values-led approach to behavior support and crisis prevention. For support workers, these pillars translate into a simple, practical message. Most of your work should be about preventing distress, not managing it after the fact. Proactive strategies, creating capable environments. Proactive strategies are about getting support in time to prevent problems afterwards, shaping daily life so people feel safe, understood, and in control. In PROACT SCIPR UK, registered, this is described as creating a capable environment, one that reduces avoidable triggers and makes it easier for the person to succeed. In practice, that can mean clear, accessible communication, visuals, objects of reference, simple language, predictable routines and structure, with genuine choice built in sensory-aware spaces, noise, lighting, crowding, that match the person's needs, opportunities for meaningful active engagement, leisure, and community access. Teaching alternative skills allows a person to express needs in safer ways. Proactive support starts with curiosity. What helps this person feel secure? What tends to unsettle them? What can we adapt so they do not need to escalate to be heard? When teams consistently work this way, crises become less frequent, environments feel calmer, and people experience fewer restrictions in their daily lives. This proactive approach supports people's well-being and leads to positive outcomes. Active strategies. Responding early to distress. Active strategies are the early response phase. They represent what you do when you first notice someone starting to struggle, right before the situation becomes a crisis. At this stage, the person may show subtle changes in pacing, tone, withdrawal from situations, repetitive questioning, or increased agitation. The goal is to recognize these early signs of distress and intervene with calming, therapeutic techniques. Reducing or pausing demands, offering a preferred activity or item, changing the environment, quieter space, fewer people, sensory tools, redirecting attention or using distraction, adjusting your own approach, such as tone of voice, body language, and proximity. This way, you, as a support worker, could help the person regain a sense of safety and control so their needs can be understood and met, rather than pushing on and risking escalation. In many cases, well-timed active support means the person never reaches a point where reactive strategies are needed. Reactive strategies. Safety as a last resort. Reactive strategies are reserved for moments when there is an immediate risk to someone's safety, and even then, PROACT-SCIPRUK. Registered insists on using the least restrictive option for the shortest possible time. In the reactive phase, the focus shifts to containing risk while preserving dignity as far as possible. Reactive strategies might include strategic capitulation, temporary stepping back from a demand to prevent harm, stimulus change, moving away from triggers when safe, safe evasion or withdrawal, moving yourself or others to safety, environmental adjustments, clearing space, removing hazards, and only when all else has failed, safe physical interventions that meet build, RN standards. PROACT-SCIPRUK. Registered is honest about the emotional and physical impact of restrictive practices on the person and on staff. The idea is simple. If an incident can be prevented through better proactive or active support, it should be done that way. Remember, use reactive strategies only as a last resort, not as a general approach to working. Post-crisis support, repairing and learning. Post-crisis support focuses on what happens after an incident, supporting recovery, repairing relationships, and learning from incidents through debriefing and environmental adjustments, so that the same situation becomes less likely in future. Done well, this phase is as important as the crisis response itself. It usually involves supporting the person, giving time and space to recover, checking in using communication that makes sense to them, and acknowledging their experience supporting staff, debriefing as a team, recognizing the emotional impact, and offering space to talk about fear, guilt, or fatigue, reviewing what happened, identifying triggers, missed early signs, environmental factors, and any gaps in the plan, updating plans, adjusting PBS and PROACT-SCIPRUK strategies so tomorrow's support is better than yesterday's. How PROACT-SCIPRUK training benefits support workers. The PROACT-SCIPRUK methodology has demonstrated multiple benefits for people with complex care needs, including improved well-being and active social engagement for every individual across the community. Though it is not only about safer support for the person, but also provides support workers with clarity, emotional confidence, and a recognized skill set for complex care, confidence in crisis. By learning skills to prevent harm and to protect yourself and the person you support, you reduce the fear factor when dealing with behaviors of concern. You are no longer guessing what might help. You are working from an agreed, evidence-based plan with your team. That structure helps you stay calmer in challenging situations, understand why you are doing what you are doing, feel less alone when things are difficult, enhanced communication. Learning to read nonverbal cues and understand behavior as communication, posture, eye contact, movement, routine changes. You learn to adapt how you communicate to match the person's strengths, use visuals and other tools to support understanding, notice early shifts in mood or anxiety, and respond gently. Over time, this approach deepens trust. The person experiences you not as someone who steps in when things go wrong, but as someone who understands them and responds early, in ways that feel safe. Career progression. As support is shifting from reactive to proactive care, having the ProAct SCIPRUK registered certification on your CV makes you a top-tier candidate for complex care roles, including autism, learning disability, forensic, and hospital-to-home services. Having ProAct SCIPRUK on your CV signals that you understand current best practice can work safely with behaviors of concern are prepared for highly sensitive, person-centered roles. For support workers who want to progress into senior, specialist, or supervisory positions, the ProAct SCIPRUK registered training is a strong marker that you are ready for the next step, safety and well-being. Protecting both the individual and the staff member through evidence-based physical and verbal techniques. Having ProAct SCIPRUK registered training means fewer crises, fewer restrictive interventions, and less risk of injury or emotional harm for everyone involved. These safety precautions go both ways, for the people you support, by experiencing less fear, fewer restrictions, and more stability for you and your colleagues, who face fewer high-stress incidents and a safer working environment. Providing a safe and supportive environment also helps prevent burnout and compassion fatigue, which Nurseline Healthcare takes seriously across all our teams. Implementation of ProAct SCIPRUK. ProAct SCIPRUK strategies are tailored to each individual's specific needs through person-centered planning, staff training, and consistent follow-through in daily practice. Implementation usually involves a detailed assessment of the person's history, strengths, triggers, and communication, developing a positive behavior support plan that reflects what matters to them, mapping clear, proactive, active, reactive, and post-crisis management and strategies, training everyone involved, including families where appropriate, so support is joined up and predictable. How Nurseline Healthcare applies ProAct SCIPRUK. At Nurseline Healthcare, ProAct SCIPRUK sits alongside our PBS framework as a core part of our approach to supporting people with complex needs. In practice, this means person-centered plans that integrate ProAct SCIPRUK strategies into everyday routines, team-wide training, so each person experiences a consistent approach, not a different style, every shift, regular reviews, especially after incidents or transitions, so learning is built back into the plan, close collaboration with families, clinicians, and community partners to maintain capable environments across home, community, and transition settings. The result is fewer crises, calmer days, clearer expectations, and support that feels predictable and respectful to the person at the center. Our staff is ProAct SCIPRUK trained. As part of Catalyst Care Group, Nurseline Healthcare draws on a certified ProAct SCIPRUK registered training center. Our support workers and nurses receive initial and ongoing training aligned with RRN training standards and CQC expectations for safe, person-centered care. For people and families, this means care from teams who know how to prevent crises and uphold rights. For you as a support worker, it means you are backed by a shared framework, a strong training offer, and a culture that expects and supports reflective, humane practice. Join us if you like to be part of a strong, qualified, and certified team. FAQ DOI need a specific background to take the course? No. ProAct SCIPRUK registered is suitable for support workers, carers, and professionals from varied backgrounds. What matters is a commitment to person-centered values and a willingness to reflect on your own practice. The course provides the theory, practical techniques, and guided practice you need. Can it be used in all care settings? Yes. ProAct SCIPRUK registered is used across children's and adult services, residential and supported living, education, mental health, forensic, and hospital-to-home settings. The principles stay the same. The strategies are tailored to the individual and environment. Is the training accredited? Yes. PROACT SCIPR UK. Registered as BUILD certified and meets Restrained Reduction Network training standards, recognised across the UK. This means the training is independently quality assured, rights-based, and aligned with current best practice in restrained reduction and behaviour support.